Floodwaters around South Dakota's capital of Pierre are rising and are about to get even higher. The dams along the Missouri River can't hold back a massive surge of water, the result of record rains over in Montana. The Army Corps of Engineers is about to open those dams. Charles Michael Ray of South Dakota Public Broadcasting has this report on the people there trying to save their homes and businesses.
There are advantages to having a mobile home. If your neighborhood is about to flood, you just pull up a truck and move the house. Unless, that is, your trailer gets stuck in the mud. That's what's happening to this trailer. The rear wheels of this mobile home are mired in a deep muck, and the movers are using both a backhoe and a truck, but this house isn't budging. The mud this trailer is stuck in is wet with Missouri River water.
Just a few days ago, there was water here.
Above our knees.
Yeah, we moved my furniture out and look at me, I'm short, so it was above my knees.
Connie Cross and her neighbors at Ricketts Trailer Court in Fort Pierce, South Dakota, have already seen high water. It receded after a temporary levee was built a few days ago. But Cross is among 2,000 residents in this area who could lose their homes if the levees fail. So Cross wants to pull her trailer out, but her neighbor's trailer that's stuck in the mud is blocking her exit.
Yeah, so I didn't have a chance. I didn't have a chance to get the trailer out because the water was already on the ground.
Other Fort Pierce residents, like Jerry Wazorek, are just hoping that this flood won't leave them homeless.
So I'm living out of the van right now.
Very frustrating, yeah. Just the unknown, I guess.
Wazorek has stacked up about 2 feet of sandbags around her Fort Pierce home. She and her children have taken all the valuables out of the house and are now looking for a place to live. They're told they may not be let back into their home for 2 months while the flooding subsides.
Now I'm evacuated from my house, and how long do I need to be out? I don't know when. Where I'm going for certain, where, you know, me and the kids and friends here in town have said that, you know, I could move in with them or stay with them for a bit, you know.
Some who live here worry that things are about to get worse. The Army Corps is about to drastically increase the flow out of the Owyhee Dam just upstream. Otherwise, it would overflow. Soon, the Missouri River here could see almost twice the water it has now. Jan Harkless is the fire chief in the nearby town of Blount. He came to Pierre to help his friends fill and stack sandbags. 10 years ago, his house was destroyed by flooding. Harkless says he has real empathy for those here.
I think people should pray for these people.
Harkless's eyes get watery as he looks out across the rising waters of the Missouri River.
There's going to be people that are not even out of their home. They might not even have a job. You know, it's just, it's terrible. The destitute that's coming is, I don't know. I think there's going to be some impact here that nobody has realized yet.
Back at Ricketts Trailer Court, the mobile home is still stuck in the mud, and the movers are off to find a bigger tractor. Connie Cross will have to wait a while longer before her mobile home can be moved out. Cross says if she can get her trailer moved in time, she'll put this home on a bluff far above the Missouri River. After this flood, she won't be the only one looking for higher ground. For NPR News, I'm Charles Michael Ray in Pierre, South Dakota.